is 8:00 a.m. We have a quorum of the Audit Committee. I now call this meeting of the Audit Committee of the Finance Commission of Texas to order pursuant to Chapter 551 of the Government Code. So our first agenda item is to review and approve the minutes of the April 20th, 2018 Audit Committee meeting.
May for approval.
Okay, Vince, is there a second?
A second.
Okay, so I assume there are no corrections to the minutes, right?
We just went ahead and went through there.
All right, all in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
There's no opposed, the ayes have it, and the motion passes.
Polly, can you hold on one second? So, are we working? Okay, there was a congregation back there.
Oh, sorry about that.
I'm moving this morning.
I could say so, I won't. So next we have Audit Committee Review Agency's Activities. So let's start with OCCC.
Yes, ma'am. On page five is our report. There are currently no outstanding audit findings, but I did want to give you two updates on pending audits. As we reported, been reporting to you since around last October, when they did the field work on the post-payment audit from the Comptroller's Office on payroll expenditures. We're still waiting on that report, but we think that there's progress in the works, so maybe we'll see that by, they released those quarterly. So they've already released their third quarter reports, so we're not in that group, so maybe in the next group, we'll see. And then lastly, the Garson Gonzalez internal audit work for us. There's an audit on property tax lending exams, and also the follow-up work from prior audits, and the field work is being conducted this week on that particular audit. And that's all of our outstanding items.
Okay, on page six for the Texas Department of Banking, we have no outstanding items, but we have several pending. We're still waiting on the Comptroller's final audit that was completed in December of '17. We have received the first draft of the Texas Workforce Commission audit. There are no findings. We expect that we will have the final report at the August meeting. Also, we expect the trust area audit from Garza will be at the next meeting. And we have the RFP is out for our internal auditor. The proposals are due June the 25th, and so we'll have to schedule a time for the Audit Committee to interview.
Can we still, we can still use Garza, right? Were they one of the ones that we sent the RFP to also?
We can, yes.
Okay. I was confused as to whether or not they had to roll off, and I don't know if they did.
No requirement.
Okay.
Yes.
You're next.
Okay, Savings and Mortgage Lending, the field work for the Comptroller's post-payment audit is complete. We're waiting for the report, and the field work on the internal audit is complete, and we're waiting for that report as well.
Can you give us an update on the status update on the one area that we have outstanding for quite a while?
Right, yes, in fact, I'm going to ask Stephen O'Shields to come update you because he's been working on that.
Okay, great.
Okay, I think we're coming to an end on this one. I mean, we've got some technology implemented now to do some of this login that's required, and we were we're in discussion with DIR to make sure that it's compliant with what they want. And so if not, we have another backup of another software system that we might be looking at to implement to get that taken care of.
Do you have a sense as to when this might be closed?
Hopefully by the next meeting, yeah. I mean, I'm waiting on DIR to call me back, and I know they had a big project going on this week, so I'm waiting on them.
Okay, great, thanks. I'm glad to get that. So then you can have none for like maybe, you know.
15 minutes.
Next, we have a discussion and possible vote to recommend that the Finance Commission take action on the Texas Department of Banking's audit report and the prepaid funeral guarantee funds as prepared by Garza Gonzalez and Associates. So Stephanie, this is the one that we had no comments.
Yes, Stephanie Newberg with the Texas Department of Banking. Commissioner Curl decided that we would not ask Garza to come because there's no findings for them to drive in just to report no findings. But they did send me some notes that they'd liked, that they asked me to go over with y'all, that this audit was for both guarantee funds, the trust-funded and the insurance-funded, and included a review of the seizure activity. I think it begins on page 9 of your packet. They did extensive work in the 6 months ended February 28, 2018, and they also looked at all the year-end reporting that we did for fiscal 17. On page, I think, 18 of the report is the meat of what areas they looked at. And they first reviewed for the confirmed account balances. They recomputed our assessments. They reviewed for compliance with our policy memorandum 2016. For the seized funds, they looked at the deposits and the disbursements. They looked at the agreed orders and the final orders to make sure we were following those and that the records there were properly reconciled. And then they also did that for the disbursements. And they made sure that we, for disbursement, that we had all the proper approvals. And I'm happy to report that we had no findings and no recommendations for improvements, and they said that they did receive cooperation from the staff here at the banking department. And not in their email, but for myself, I'd like to thank Russell Reese and Jesse Sasio in the special audits area that oversee this, who really did a fine job. Obviously, there was no findings. And I'll try to answer any questions if you have any.
Any questions? Okay. Do I hear a motion to recommend that the Finance Commission approve the Texas Department of Banking's audit report on the prepaid funeral guarantee funds as prepared by Garza Gonzalez and Associates?
So moved.
Lori?
Second.
Vince? Any discussion? All in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay.
There's no opposed. The ayes have it and the motion passes. Discussion of the 2019 budget process.
On page 23 has the tentative timeline for the budget process. The agencies are working on those as we speak. As indicated, on August the 1st, we'll submit our draft to the Finance Commission members. We'll also post it on our website. And on August the 13th, it's our intent to have the public meeting as we have. This will be our third public meeting, I believe. And then on the 16th or the 17th, Audit Committee will be meeting along with Finance Commission to review the final draft of the budget and approve.
Okay.
Any questions on that?
All right.
Thank you.
Report on activities relating to the TIFI.
So on page 25 is a written report. It's very, very brief. We're sort of in between cycle activities right now, so there's just a really brief report. You should get a full complete report at your meeting in August regarding the whole second grant cycle, and then we'll have first round of reimbursements on the current grant cycle are coming up in July, so you'll get a summary of those in October. Just a brief update.
Well, there being no further businesses, we know the Audit Committee of the Finance Commission of Texas is now adjourned. The time is 8:08.
Maybe a record.
I tell you.